Yes, it's Rise FM mid-mornings with myself, JT. We're speaking to Bongani Masugu, Director of Employment at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Bongani, great to have you with us on our show. You know, the global pandemic, Bongani, has most undoubtedly resulted in a new way of doing things. You know, working from home for at least a part of the work week has become commonplace. But with workers now in the comfort of their own homes, does this give them free rein to consume alcohol? You know, a glass of wine in between Zoom meetings. Is it allowed?
Good morning, JT, and good morning to the listeners all across Mpumalanga and across South Africa. We are in a new way of doing business now, JT, with the COVID-19 and the new normal that we find ourselves in. And the one thing that our listeners need to know and need to remember is that the contracts of employment in terms of which they were originally brought into employment are still applicable. And usually those contracts of employment go hand in hand with policies of employers. You guys at the studio might have your own policies as well that tell you, you know, whether the employer has a zero tolerance policy on alcohol and drugs or not. And the important thing to note this morning is that those contracts of employment and those policies are still applicable, subject to whatever amendments that the employers might have sort of put in place now to respond to the new normal. But even if they have not been amended, they're still applicable. And if there is a zero tolerance on working while you're at the workplace, there's still a zero tolerance on working, even though the workplace is a remote workplace nowadays, for all the obvious reasons that we can discuss further, JP.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. I want us to focus on the employer. Say, for instance, the employer suspects that a worker may have a dependency problem. Is the employer obliged to assist the worker to access treatment, or is it solely my responsibility?
Well, that's a very good question, JT. Even before COVID hit, there was already, you know, a huge distinction that was drawn by the law, you know, case law and, you know, written articles and all whatever you use to get your legal research on. But there's a real realization that alcohol and other drugs, of course, it's not just alcohol, JT, but drugs in general and alcohol can produce a dependency that can be considered to be an illness rather than just somebody being naughty, bongs, had a party, or he's having a party while he's supposed to be working and he decides to take a couple of drinks. So there is that realization, and because of that realization, there is an obligation placed on employers to put in place, and a lot of employers actually have these in place, employee assistance programs, loosely referred to as EAP programs, which are designed to assist employees who either come forward or are picked up through the system one way or the other as having these kind of an alcohol dependency or drug dependency problem. And we know, JT, that we live in a society that aspires to be tolerant and assisting of one another. And there are a lot of triggers, you know, COVID and sitting at home, and for some, they've lost their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of depression going around, obviously, and there's a lot of triggers based on financial situations that people find themselves in, or whatever the situation is, pressure at work, which might lead somebody into a dependency situation. And that is something that an employer is required to understand and to provide and put in place policies and sort of things like EAP programs to assist those employees. That is obviously different from, you know, somebody who just has a party and it's not a dependency. It's somebody who's just all right, but on a particular day, because of the pressure or whatever the situation, they find themselves drinking.
Yeah, and I'm so happy you said that, because my next question would have been, if I were to get drunk, right, and I don't drink, maybe over the weekend, and then I show up at work, babblast, and I can't work, does it mean then that the employer would have to be responsible in helping me out, or ndawe sengi wrong?
No. That's not how it works, JT. So normally with the EAP programs, there are principles and rules that are set out that are explained to employees beforehand. And those really revolve around the issue of an employee is required to come forward if you know you've got a dependency problem. Because a lot of us, you know, our brothers and sisters and whoever, we know somebody who's got a drinking problem. And it's not just, you know, having a fun drink or celebrating something. It's, you know, this person needs to drink. And, you know, when that's the situation, it's either the person themselves come forward and get help through the EAP programs, or somebody can refer people to EAP. You can even do an anonymous tip-off and say, you know, I've got a friend, or I've got somebody that I work with who's a colleague who I care for, and he's got this problem, please assist them, and they get assistance. It's not on the day in question when you're supposed to be reporting for work sober that you then pick a bag and say, no, actually, I've got this problem, guys. You can't fire me. That's probably going to end you up in hot water.
Yeah, listen.
So you need to come forward and declare that you've got a problem, and then you can be assisted. But, you know, it cannot be an after the fact, you know, or an afterthought to say, well, by the way, I have a problem. You'll probably find yourself dancing in front of a disciplinary chairperson if that's how you do it.
Yeah, well, that's Bongani Masuku. Bongani, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you, JT. Thank you for having me. Thank you to the listeners as well.
All right, we'll have more music next in Rise of Fame.